Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. I'm super excited for today's show. I have one of my dear friends. She is a data queen. She and I go way back. You may remember her from the Real Estate Deal Talk show that I used to do, turned Think Realty radio show, turned video. I mean, she's been all over the place in my life, from incredible real estate investing conversations. We've hung out at IMNs, at the Think Realties. She's just a total rock star, and I'm super grateful that she could take at least maybe 5-6 minutes to drop some knowledge on us, especially about market data and what's going on today. We'll talk about the eviction moratorium, some of the trends that she's seeing in the marketplace, and holy cow, I'm excited for this conversation. Cannot wait. Give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Rentify. They're a verification platform that allows property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Obviously, this is really important. You can take a look at past bankruptcies, rent bill payment history, and you can highlight red flags. So go check them out by visiting www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. We've got the Think Realty Conference and Expo coming up in Baltimore, September 18th and 19th. So make sure you get your tickets for that. It's a in-person and also virtual live if you want to attend just from the comfort of your own home, because you know you've worn the same underwear for the last year and a half and you just like that funky smell. That's cool too. No judgment here. I'm just saying, you know, I do this from my basement. No, I don't. I really don't. I do this. I actually get dressed to do this. But go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore, type in the code podcast, and you get a twofer. Register for two tickets. You'll pay for the price of one, so go check it out. Again, September 18th and 19th. 18th is your full day. 19th is the Think Realty resident experts that will be doing a lot of coaching there too. So anyway, check that out. Miss Lauren Taylor, welcome to the show. I'm so excited about the conversation. So CEO of Haven Home, you've got a lot of things going on. You are undoubtedly, in my book, the data queen for real estate. Anytime that I need the latest trend, I shoot you a text and you're like, hey, yeah, buy here, all the inside info. So let's get straight to it. Eviction moratoriums, they were lifted a couple of days ago, last week maybe. I think it was this week. I can't remember exactly when it was. What does that mean for the real estate industry at large? Are we going to see a major crash? Are we not going to see that? I mean, I think you and I have egged on a crash for the last 6 years doing the radio show even. Help me understand what's going to happen with the eviction moratorium being released here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the difficulty is we've had another extension, right? So if you're looking at what's going on right now, they've decided to extend again. I am a firm believer that, one, there is, if you look at the stimulus or the money that was put out to support individual landlords who are having a difficult time with residents that were in place that were not paying, only a very small percentage, I want to say it's around like 1-5% of those funds have actually been utilized, which is kind of curious to me. That means either people don't know how to get them or states are making them more difficult than it should be to apply and get those funds. I can say from, I own a property management company as well, and we are actually successfully getting funds for our clients. We last month, I think we were right at 30,000 in funds that we were able to get through the stimulus programs that were in place. I do think that this is going to, once everything truly is let go and the market is allowed to go back to what it should be, or what we think is really indicative of showing what has occurred over the course of the pandemic, then I do think we are going to see a market correction. If we want to talk more about stats, you know, this for funds to be releasing information that is saying as of between 2020 and 2021, so in the last 12 months, we've seen a 14% increase in rental values. and a 5% increase in renewals, around about. And that, to me, is very indicative of a controlled supply of inventory that is giving investors the power to kind of capitalize on the current market conditions. And so I don't feel necessarily bad for investors at the moment. I do, on the other hand, feel like residents are going to be in quite a predicament once all of this stuff kind of comes to a head.
So you mentioned quite a predicament. What does that mean in your book, and what opportunities should we be looking at as real estate investors to maybe capitalize on said predicament?
Yeah, so I think the important thing is if you are a landlord who is having a difficult time collecting rent from any of your residents, then you really either want to rely on your property manager or do the research yourself to find how you can get funds for that. There are plenty of funds available, and so I highly encourage investors to dig into what's available out there. For investors who are looking to kind of see what's going to happen in the market, I go back and forth. I mean, we've talked about this, like you said, for several years. There has been a steady overinflation of the market that we've seen take place over time. When you look at inflation like that in the rental sector and in home values, that to me spells, is kind of like the recipe for a bad situation, which we know bad situations mean more foreclosures, and can typically mean a decrease in pricing. The other side of that coin is, are we going to prop up the market forever? And that is also a possibility. A lot of this kind of stimulus world and continuous propping up of markets is kind of the name of the game right now. And so I don't think that the majority of players in the market, from the mortgage servicers all the way to the institutional investors, want to let this market slide. It would affect them probably greater than most. So I think that we'll see an increase in evictions when this, you know, actually comes to a head. Mm-hmm. That increase in evictions will result in higher inflation in rental prices. And we'll also see kind of a surplus of foreclosures finally come to a head. And I could, again, be a contrarian who just believes that, believes the worst of the market. Most experts in the space are saying, you know, everything is fine and just stay patient and things will be back to normal, you know, whatever sense of normal there is anymore. I tend to take a different viewpoint on that, but mm-hmm. maybe that's just me.
Do you think that the Delta variant will have a major impact on any GDP growth for the rest of this year going into 2022? Do you think that would have any impact on the real estate industry specifically?
I mean, everything within our economies is very interconnected with each other. And so effects on the workforce especially are very problematic for real estate. So if we do go into another world of shutdowns and kind of business lockups, then that is going to inevitably lead to more stimulus in the majority of cases. That's also going to lead to increased default by residents that are in homes because of job situations. I think the biggest question mark is what are government officials going to do in terms of restrictions again? How bad are restrictions going to get? Because those restrictions will have a ripple effect. And we still haven't felt the ripple effect of all the shutdowns last year because stimulus and other programs have kind of propped us up. But as the natural kind of occurrence of things, eventually things have to kind of come to a head. And so they're either going to continue to prop it up for an extended period of time to try to get us out of this difficult situation. We may see a decrease in interest rates again at the end of this, but there inevitably has to be some form of blowback. I don't see how there's not.
So when you say propping up the market, what does that mean? And how do people prop up the market? I know you and I can talk about this forever, but for those investors that are relatively new, or they're trying to understand the economics behind it all and what it means to be propped up, how does that happen?
So you typically see an increase in stimulus money. So that's one thing that we've seen repeatedly over the course of time. Not that stimulus wasn't desperately needed by business owners, for sure. I think a disproportionate share went to large corporations who didn't need it to improve their current position. But that's a different topic entirely. You're also seeing kind of pinned interest rates. Interest rates want to rise with inflation, but the Fed has the ability to control them to keep kind of a cap on the market overall. But the more the interest rates stay down, the higher property values will raise. And so going back to what we're doing at Haven Home, I think the affordable housing issue and crisis that we're in now is being perpetuated by this. And so you are seeing increased inflation that is this kind of taking over. Anyone that's trying to buy a house right now, investors out there that are looking for deals, know this pain too well at the moment. There's a lack of inventory, and the inventory that you can find is typically overpriced. Although it is still a good time to invest, if you intend to hold the property for an extended period of time as an individual, it is still a market that can be relatively volatile. So I highly suggest to people, if you are looking to buy something that you intend to resell relatively quickly, be very cautious about the types of deals that you select for that. If you're buying a home for your personal use, I would be even more select. As long as you're planning to stay there for the next 5 to 10 years, I don't see where you're going to have too much of an issue. But you want to be cautiously aware of the fact that any of these factors can shift the market in a significant way. And so interest rates go up, if the Fed stops pinning them down for some reason, if stimulus is restricted, but local restrictions are put into place, all of these can cause constraints on the marketplace that are very difficult to sustain. And so when you're seeing a propping up, it's not the majority of that propping up is government related. And so there are intentional things that can be done by lenders and by government policy that will allow for the market to stay within a visually healthy view. But if you look below the surface, we see a increased amount of individuals who are currently in default on either their rent or on their mortgage. And these types of forbearances can't last forever. And so something has to come to a head at some point. It's just how long is that going to take, and how long are we going to be living in kind of pandemic world?
Yes, that's right. No, that's absolutely right. The guidance that you would provide for single family rentals, anything specific there outside of just don't pay too much for it?
I would also say, you know, try to be one of the single family investors that is not being overly bullish on your rents. I'm seeing, because of that like 14% inflation that we're talking about, there's this big incentive now. If you think about the residents that are currently in homes, we look at the money that's not being utilized that is available for people that have back rent owed to them. And a lot of that is because if I'm going to vacate a resident and keeping them in place, I'm only going to get a 5% increase in my rent. But if I let them go or get them out, then I can get a 14% increase. That 14% increase seems very sexy and attractive at the time, but these levels cannot sustain long term. The majority, and I would say really all of your marketplaces, do not have wage growth to match these type, like this type of inflation. And so you, if you are underwriting with metrics that are inflating rents because of the current market conditions, then in years coming or in a shorter period of time, who knows, I can say, I think eventually the market has to compress, the rates have to compress, landlords have to go back to being cognizant, like actually aware of the income rates in the areas that they are renting properties and what can sustain long-term. Just because you get lucky and can get someone in place now for $2,500 a month in an area that should have $1,600 a month rent does not mean that that is a safe or viable way to underwrite your properties. And so I would be cautiously aware of getting on the train of, you know, the inflation train's never going to end and still banking on 2% inflation year over year, because I think we're already in a position of overinflation.
Very wise words. Lauren, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it. And if you didn't catch the gold nugget she just dropped, I don't know what you're doing with your life. Hit pause and just like go back 3 minutes and listen to that again. That's super, super, super useful and really good information for all investors, regardless of if you're new and or you're a pro. So Lauren, thanks so much. If you want to check out what she's doing at Haven Home, what's the website?
I can go to havenhome.org. We're a nonprofit focused on affordable housing. And realtyhaven.com is our for-profit entity. So we have brokerage and property management on that side.
You got it. Rockstar. We've got to do this again for sure. Thanks so much again for like the 10 minutes. Very helpful. The next segment is brought to you by RCN Capital. Now, rcncapital.com, check them out. It's RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase and refinance of non-owner-occupied residential and commercial properties. The company specializes in ground-up construction financing, short-term fix and flip, long-term rental financing. Check them out. Go to www.rcncapital.com for more information. Go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore. Register for 2 tickets for the price of 1 by entering the code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. It's a twofer. The Think Realty Conference, the hybrid conference and expo in Baltimore, is happening September 18th and 19th. If you want to attend in person or virtually, we have both options available for you. You can find the strategy that you want to deploy for the rest of 2021 going into 2022. Really important that you pay attention to the speakers and the panelists at this conference. They are at the top of their game, and we're making them accessible to you. So check out thinkrealty.com/Baltimore. Get your tickets, and we'll see you there. Give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Rentify. They're a verification platform that allows property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Obviously, this is really important. You can take a look at past bankruptcies, rent bill payment history, and you can highlight red flags. So go check them out by visiting www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. Until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.